Chapter 23. Though he appeared calm on the outside, Scourge's heart was pounding as he mounted the steps to the Emperor's Citadel. He was playing a dangerous game. But there were no other options. Time was the enemy. If they had any hope of getting Revan out of her dungeon alive, they had to act before Nyriss realized Scourge had betrayed her. Soon, maybe tomorrow, maybe even today, Nyriss would begin to wonder about Setchel and Murtaugh's absence. It wouldn't take her long to learn that they had been working with Scourge, and from there, she would easily fill in the blanks. He'd briefly considered approaching one of the other members of the Dark Council, hoping to convince him or her to help him get rid of Nyriss the same way she had used him to eliminate Darth Zedrix. But even if they'd agreed to help him, it would be weeks before they put a plan into place. Like Nyriss, they were too cautious, too afraid to take any action that might put them at risk. The Emperor was the only Sith on all of Dromund Kaas with the will to take the kind of quick and decisive action required. Convincing him that Nyriss was a traitor would be simple enough with the files he'd acquired from Setchel. The trick was making the Emperor believe Scourge had been an unknowing pawn in her plans. T3 had doctored the data disks, removing all evidence of Scourge's part in the conspiracy. Scourge would claim that he came forward as soon as he learned of the plot. But there was no guarantee the Emperor would believe him. Scourge was going to present the evidence in person. If the Emperor suspected he was lying, or if he was simply powerful enough to see the truth, escape would be impossible. He was putting himself at great risk for the sake of the cause, something he never would have considered before he met Revan. At the top of the stairs, he was stopped by a pair of Sith soldiers clad in red armor, two of the famed Imperial Guard. An army of elite warriors, the Imperial Guard underwent months of brutal training to transform them into the most disciplined and deadly troops in the Empire. Many didn't survive, but those who did emerged as fanatically loyal zealots, willing to sacrifice their lives to defend the Emperor.
"State your business," one of the guards said, barring his way with a heavy electrostaff.
"I must see the Emperor immediately."
He hadn't known what kind of reaction his bold statement would produce. Mocking laughter or flat refusal were the most likely options.
"Only those on the Dark Council can speak with the Emperor,"
the second soldier told him, her tone curt and official.
"My name is Lord Scourge. I serve Darth Nyriss. I'm here on her behalf."
The soldiers looked at each other, and he sensed their uncertainty.
"The Emperor is in danger,"
Scourge insisted.
"I must speak with him."
"Wait here,"
the male guard told him. He disappeared inside the Citadel and didn't return for several minutes. The entire time passed in silence. The remaining guard saw no reason to speak to Scourge, and he knew better than to say anything more to her. Simple lies were the most effective, and Scourge had no intention of saying anything more than was absolutely necessary. When the first soldier emerged, he was accompanied by four more of his comrades. All were Sith, and three wore uniforms identical to those of the guards stationed at the door. The fourth was also clad in red armor, but her outfit was more elaborate.
"I am Captain Yari,"
she told him.
"Come with me."